naturally. We did not take the shooting of Harambe lightly, but that child's life was in danger. And people who question that, or are Monday morning quarterbacks, or second guessers, don't understand that you can't take a risk with a silverback.
That's Cincinnati Zoo Director Thane Maynard. He, of course, talking about how they had to shoot and kill their silverback, or a 17-year-old Harambe, after this boy fell into or climbed into the pit. Now his parents are coming under fire for it. Everybody's outraged. There's petitions going around that they shouldn't have killed the gorilla, that they should have done something else.
See, and this is where I just get just a little bit puzzled about the situation. That I can understand why they shot the gorilla, because I'm guessing that was their only means of doing so. So we know we've talked about when they tranquilize animals, you know, the heavier they are, then obviously the longer it takes for stuff
sure.
to work.
But it's not instantaneously.
No. But I also wonder how there's not something in place, and as we spoke about this before, like a taser or something like that. I mean, they have cattle prods for herding, like, you know, big cows and bulls around, and they weigh a few hundred pounds.
For herding, it moves them.
But it's enough to give them a jolt, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, to move them. Yeah. But do you want to antagonize a silverback gorilla?
No, but what I mean is, by doing that, there obviously is something that's in place that is powerful enough, like voltage-wise, not to kill the animal, but enough to give it a decent enough shock that it will move. So with a taser, obviously, you can do that a little bit at a distance. I'm surprised there isn't anything like that out there in place for a situation. It's like and the same thing like with zookeepers. You sometimes, if you've been to a zoo, sometimes you'll see zookeepers actually in those enclosures doing stuff. Obviously those animals are locked away at that point, but if one of those animals were to get out, like, do you stand there defenseless? Like, if you've got a 400-pound gorilla running at you, like, what's your mean of defense at that point? So I'm kind of a little bit
you're in his house, you fight him.
Come on, bring it on.
Yeah,
but I'm kind of like,
fist up.
So I'm slightly a little bit puzzled by that. Why there isn't a piece of equipment that can, equipment's the right word to use, that, you know, could just stun the animal enough just so they could get in and just get the kid out. I'm surprised there isn't something like that in place. But I get it. That situation does not. If you've got to shoot the animal, then you've got to shoot it, I guess.
Do you want to take chances that maybe this will knock a gorilla out for 10 seconds?
Yeah.
When you taser people, it doesn't render them unconscious. It freezes them for a few.
Yeah.
But that's it. And that's not a few minutes.
No, it's just seconds or whatever.
Yeah. So when you have to get into, when you have a situation where nobody's in there, and it's just this boy and the gorilla that you just want to freeze them for a few seconds. What are you going to do? What's the point? And doing it over and over again, isn't that torturing the animal?
Yeah, I guess.
And everybody can say, oh, in his habitat. You have no idea how a silverback gorilla is going to act, because he's not in his natural habitat. And you don't know if he's freaked out or not. And somebody say, oh, the gorilla didn't bang on his chest.
Some expert has come out and said that. That's a sign that they are angry and agitated and going to do bad things.
If I am a 4-year-old child and I'm face to face with a silverback gorilla because I climbed into his enclosure, do I want to be like, oh no, look, he doesn't look like he's angry. he doesn't look like he's angry. It's fine.
I just want to hug him.
He's dragging him through the water, and you can say what you want. If it was your kid, you would want them to handle it and handle it as quickly and efficiently as possible. And it's sad, sure, that this gorilla who was doing no harm to no one at the time had to be shot and put down. But if everybody's outraged until it personally happens to them, and then they want a different outcome.
Yeah.
Had they not killed the gorilla, and that gorilla was smashed that boy's head off the rock, you would be furious and outraged that they didn't handle it.
And that's the one thing that's surprising, and if you've seen the video, is the fact of how this little boy is not injured. Like, I know, because he really is dragged along. Like,
sure.
At quite a rate, you know. That gorilla is moving along some, so it's kind of interesting.
So which side of the fence do you stand on in a non-pun way? 424-1234 be part of the show.
Hi, Eagle 97.7, who's this?
Hey, Patrick Omar, how you doing?
Good morning, Omar. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. Been a while.
Yeah,
it has been a while. What have you been up to?
Not much. Work here and there and all that good stuff.
And now you're inspired to call because the 4-year-old boy that climbed into the gorilla enclosure, right? He messed with Harambe. The zoo trainers killed him. What side of the fence are you on, Omar?
I'm on the side of the fence of, I think the parents should definitely be held liable for that because, I mean, let's face it, it's an animal, for one. You know, an animal's going to act like an animal. an act, you know, it's going to fall back on the victim. You know, they can only be taught so much.
Yeah.
You know, as far as what to do between right and wrong. And, I mean, let's face it. When you go to a zoo, they have there's only so much a zoo can do as far as putting restrictions on things for animals, because they don't want to have an animal. The animal already knows it's captured. But, you know, if they put up too much security and all that stuff, then the animal is going to get, depressed.
Yeah.
You know, to the point where it doesn't want to do anything.
Omar, have you been to a zoo and you'll just, like, you'll go to the lion and lion's just sitting there looking longingly at you? It's not doing anything lion-like. It's just chilling because it's like, why bother?
Bored.
Yeah. Yeah, is anything sadder than a bored lion? Omar, thanks for calling in this morning.
No problem.
Bye.
Yeah, a bored lion is not an interesting thing.
You'll be part of the show. You can tweet at Petch Damie or 424-1234.